Piñatas, those colorful swinging figures hanging at birthday parties, shouldn't be dismissed as kid stuff, especially at this time of year. NPR's Alejandra Marquez-Hanse reports that in Mexico and in Mexican-American communities, piñatas are essential to celebrating Christmas.
First, you need to know that piñatas for Christmas are constructed months ahead of the holiday season. And they are key for posadas. Those are parties fueled by music and food and kids breaking piñatas. Posadas translates to inns in English. Families and friends dropping on each other to symbolize Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem, seeking shelter ahead of Jesus' birth. The festivities run from the 16th to the 24th of December. Father Westerly is the director of the Museum of Popular Art in Mexico City. He says while there's no documentation about the origin of piñatas, oral history gives some idea.
Lo que se dice es que las piñatas tienen un origen oriental, básicamente chino.
What is said is that piñatas have an Eastern origin, basically Chinese. They used a mud pot where they would put seeds, and it was broken in the best moment of sowing to have good luck in the harvest.
Westerly says that idea crisscrossed the globe. Marco Polo brought it to Europe, where the Catholic Church adapted it. And when Spanish missionaries arrived in Mexico, they used piñatas in services ahead of Christmas, around the same time that the Aztecs in Mexico celebrated one of their gods.
This is una tradición que a partir del día 16.
So it's a tradition that from the 16th of December, when the posadas start, until practically Christmas, people use piñatas to deck the posadas and have fun.
The shape of this traditional piñata is significant. It's basically a seven-point star, and each pointed cone represents one of the deadly sins: pride, envy, lust, gluttony, anger, greed, and sloth. And the act of breaking the piñata...
It's to break with the deadly sins, to be able to receive Jesus in a more purified state.
And the way that a piñata is broken, blindfolded, symbolizes faith in Christ. Then, Westerly says, all the candies and toys that come out once it's broken reflect generosity.
Later on, the protocol of the posadas and Christmas season started to break. And piñatas started being used like a normal thing.
They made their way into birthday celebrations, bachelor parties, and even jokes. Festerly even remembers a time when a friend was getting divorced and...
He had a very good relationship with his ex-wife, so they made a party to get divorced. And the way to break the compromise of marriage was breaking a piñata.
As popularity spread and demand grew, the artists who create piñatas found themselves in a bind.
My name is Yesenia Prieto. I am a third-generation piñata maker from Los Angeles, California.
Prieto owns Piñata Design Studio. She uses a variety of materials in her piñatas, like cardboard, tissue paper, paints, and homemade glue, and even wood for bigger installations. Her piñatas average a price of $125, starting at $50. And she says a challenge in today's piñata making business is...
The name of the game is make things as fast as you can because we're not getting paid very much for anything that we're making. So produce.
Because the purpose of a piñata is to destroy it, the artistry is not appreciated, Prieto says. And she wants to change this.
The piñata offers not just something to look at, but it offers an experience. And it's transitory, but everything is. Just because it has a shorter lifespan doesn't mean it's less valuable.
She wants people to not just enjoy the piñata, but also remember that it serves as the centerpiece of a celebration, a gathering of family, food, and fun. Alejandra Marquez-Hanse, NPR News.
Producer Olivia Sanchez-Correa contributed to this story from Mexico.